There have now been 10 confirmed cases of Eastern equine encephalitis this year in Massachusetts, two of them fatal. It's the most human infections here since the 1950s. While public health officials say the risk of contracting Triple E is decreasing, they still categorize dozens of communities as being at high or critical risk. WBUR's Angus Chen has this update.
Megan Siegel is the coach for her daughter's fourth grade soccer team. She says she's considered canceling afternoon practices in Sherburn a lot these days.
It is my call if we have practice or not. It's a decision that I think about, you know, two or three times a week. And it's a lot.
It's a lot because the town is now classified as on high alert for Triple E. So health officials recommend rescheduling outdoor events like sports practices so they don't cross into sunset hours, or canceling them altogether.
I just think about the family just north of us who had a child who contracted it, and the child's in critical condition.
So many residents are especially worried about the risk of Triple E in this area. Usually, Triple E shows up in southeastern Massachusetts, the historic hotspots for the illness, says Catherine Brown, the state's epidemiologist. But she says this year is different.
This year, we're seeing cases almost from, you know, all of the places that have ever seen Triple E activity. And so I think that for us is what is unusual, but also has been very challenging.
That's partly because putting those Triple E recommendations into place is new for a lot of communities like Sherburn. Brown says disrupting schedules and lives to avoid mosquitoes can be complex.
But it's also just working with a community that's dealing with it for the first time.
On top of that, Brown says some of these communities have to coordinate with the state to schedule mosquito control spraying. Brown says while this year is particularly bad for Triple E, officials have seen the virus become more widespread in recent years.
States like Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine have only ever had Triple E activity in the last 15 years or so. It had never been identified there before. This could be a potential impact of climate change.
That means more communities might be doing what Sherburn residents are doing now. Siegel says everyone is spraying themselves with mosquito repellent.
Lots of empty cans of it laying around, but it's kind of what we have to do, I think.
Today, there's a light breeze. The fields are dry, her players have mosquito repellent on, and planes have been spraying the town with insecticide. Those are enough precautions to allow practice to go on, she says. But it stops at 6 p.m., as does any outdoor play for her own kids close to sunset. Though, hopefully not for much longer. Health officials say the risk for Triple E, already very low, is waning as winter comes. The mosquitoes are starting to die off. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.